After a solid performance against the Kansas City Chiefs, quarterback Jason Campbell looks to build off the positives as he prepares for the Baltimore Ravens.
Like Coach Chud said, you know, we're all here because he wants us here. And, you know, Josh is a big part of what we do on this team. And I think he's probably more excited now to have that behind him, you know, with the rumors and everything about him being traded. So he can move on, you know, and continue to get himself ready to play games.
Jason, you've seen a lot of talent in this league. How good can this kid be?
He can really be really good. You know, I always tell him to, you know, study film of some of the great ones that's playing right now. You know, the Calvin Johnsons and your Brandon Marshalls. You know, just, you know, continue to learn from those guys. What is it that they do best, you know, on a weekend basis, you know, to put up the things that they're doing. And Josh has all the ability in the world to be but he wants to be.
Have you seen him maturing as a player during the course of the season?
Yeah, I see him maturing. I think a lot of things that's happened to him in the past, you know, has caused him to, you know, to really take a hard look in the mirror and, you know, and see the things that he can really become, you know, not let those things get him in trouble, keep him from being a player he can be. So I definitely think from that standpoint, you know, he's more of a quiet guy, but, you know, he's maturing and he's understanding. I didn't even know he was that young. You know, he's 22 years old, you know, it's almost like he's really a little brother. So he's growing.
Was he the number one read on the flea flicker?
No, he wasn't. But like I say, everyone, you know, we all have to stay alert, you know, at all times on the field. You know, sometimes, you know, things may come up in practice that we work against and get in the game and may not show up the same way. But we have to be able to adapt.
Hey, Jason, obviously, you know, 71 starts before last week. But do you feel any more comfortable going into this game than that one last week?
All I know, they're all tough. You know, you look at the schedule, all our defenses, we're going to be going against top five defenses every week. And from that mindset and that standpoint, you have to stay focused and you have to focus on the details of the game. And, you know, it's a lot of hard studying film. It's a lot of, you know, studying what we're trying to do. So it's really, you're trying to cave a lot into, you know, a really short window. And I think just using my experience gives me an opportunity to understand some of those things.
How much of an emphasis is there on starting faster?
Like I said, I think our emphasis is to play four quarters. You know, we haven't done that just yet. You know, there's been games we played a good half or a good quarter and then skip a quarter, a good quarter. But our goal is to start to put together four quarters of football, be more consistent in what we're doing. And that way I think we can strive and move forward as an offense and as a team.
You couldn't really get a feel for the Baltimore Ravens in the little time you were on the field,
right?
Could you?
No, I couldn't really get a feel. Like I said, my mind was moving faster than my bones at that point, you know, so I was still kind of stiff, so.
You feel like you're playing for something other than just to win the next game? We're talking about trying to get back in the race.
Yeah, definitely it's a division game. It's a game that's at home. You know, you have to defend your own turf. And then, you know, with them being in our division, you know, it makes it even a more important game. And for us to try to stay in the hunt and stay in the fight, like I said, when it comes late November and December, you know, those are the teams that start to separate themselves. So, you know, we want to have an opportunity to be in the hunt, you know, coming late in the season. And, you know, it's a big part right now. You know, we're sitting at a 3-5 record and, you know, it's in a situation where, you know, we have to do what we have to do.
Offensively, you guys, you know, at the skill positions, you guys could probably be doing a lot better if you could start to get a little bit more out of Greg Little and Devon Best. Mm-hmm. What can you do during the week to kind of get something going with those guys?
Like I said, those guys, you know, they're pros. You know, we work together and trying to, you know, make sure that everyone's. But like I said, like I told Greg, I said, you never know. You know, every week is going to be different. You know, it may be your week. You know, like Devon, it may be Devon's week. You know, you just never know. You just always have to stay prepared and have your mindset ready for that because, you know, we understand we're a young offense that's growing, but, you know, we need to try to grow really fast, you know, to keep up with everyone.
You have four games left in the division out of eight total. Is that the shortest route to respectability winning the division?
Yeah, it always is. You know, you got to first earn respect. You know, how you earn respect is winning games, and you know, and that's what we have to do. You know, we can't, you know, look at our schedule. The only thing we have to do is just worry about one game at a time. And I think if we can take the one day approach, and have an understanding of how we need to play together from a weekend basis here on out, I think it gives us an opportunity. But like, it's the fight there. The fight is always there. You know, there was times in that game where, you know, guys could have just said, hey. You know, it's just not going our way. But now a guy stepped up and said, you know, let's go. You know, it's time to – let's make something happen.
Josh just said that the trade rumors have weighed on him mm-hmm. since week three. Do you think the fact that it's over now might free him up and that he can even do more stuff on the field?
I definitely think it's a relief. It's definitely a relief because, you know, just having that in the back of your head, you know, because it's a business. You know, sometimes it's a rumor and sometimes rumors come true. So I think for him to have that behind him gives him opportunity just to focus on this season solely alone and just focus on each game and not worrying about if he's going to have to pick up and move or he's going to have to pack anything. And I think, you know, they understand what a tremendous player they have. And I think they're willing to grow with him and willing to help him mature. Like I said, the only thing he has to do is just continue to grow, you know, as a person, you know, not just as a player, because his overall ability on the field takes care of itself. But just away from the field, just continue to grow.
Have you taken it upon yourself to kind of mentor him a little bit? I know Willis was saying that he needs like a receiver to do that, but have you done that in a big brother kind of way?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's part of my job. You know, part of the reason why I'm here, like I said, from being in the game for 9 years and, you know, him being a young guy with a whole bunch of young guys around him, you know, it's kind of like who's mentoring who. You know, so I think it's part of my role to help to mentor some of these young guys and help bring them along the way, while at the same time trying to make sure I do the things that I need to do. You know, that's part of being a quarterback. I think that's a big part of your job.
You bring a different perspective to Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and Cincinnati on this team. You're not as easily familiar with them as we are, I guess.
All right,
Is that good or bad? Would you rather have a familiarity in your division or is there a home
field? Well, you know, sometimes when you get a chance to play within your division, you kind of have an understanding of what teams want to do. You know, with me being new to this division, you know, I pretty much had to catch up to speed, you know, on a lot of things. But to me, it's all about just studying and your preparation from Wednesday through Friday. And I'm going to prepare the hardest I can prepare to make sure that I can do the things I need to do come Sunday, you know, to help our football team win. And I can't worry about the fact that, you know, I really don't know them as well, but you know, I have to just focus on things I can control.
As to the experience of being on the field at Kansas City, how much of that was the same as any football you've ever played recently, and how much was different just from the standpoint you're a little bit older and you haven't played for a while?
Yeah, that's the only thing that was different. You know, just being, like I said, I haven't played in a while, you know, as a starter in that kind of position. But like I said, from an overall standpoint, I thought our guys handled the crowd noise really well. You know, it's one of the hostile environments you have to play in the NFL. And I thought the guys did a good job of focusing. For as me, myself, I think it just helped me just from having the experience of, you know, being around the league for a while. And, you know, even when you was in college, you play in some of the hardest atmospheres there is in the SEC, and then to come to, you know, to the pros. So being in those big environments doesn't really bother you from a standpoint like that. It's just about how can our communication, you know, be done well with a whole bunch of people screaming.
How does the Ravens defense look on film? Is it a lot different than the Ravens defense of years past with Ray?
They're still a good defense. You know, anytime you got Suggs, and like I said, they added a pass rusher, Dumervil, you know, those two guys coming off the edge are big-time players. And so, you know, they're still the defending Super Bowl champs. Like I said, they're coming in here with the mindset of a must-win as well. So, you know, it kind of puts a playoff atmosphere type feel to it. And like I said, they still have a tremendous amount of respect because they still have playmakers on that side of the ball and everything. So, you know, we understand we're going to get their best shot as well.
And tied into that is not wanting to go into the bye week, straight losses, and go in with a positive.
Yeah, that's definitely. You want to go into bye week, you know, feeling good about, you know, coming back, you know, and getting our own streak going. You know, you want to end this streak and just try to start a winning streak. And the only way you can do that is by first, you got to get the first one. And I think this is a very important game for us. You know, we got three tough losses in a row. And coming into this week, you know, this is big. It's a home game. It's a division game, which makes it even bigger.
We saw Hoyer, when he got thrown in there, get better from the second start from the first one. Do you think there's an opportunity for you as you get used to the guys and the system?
Well, yeah, every week is an opportunity to grow. Just watching the film from last week, and there may be like one or two plays you can't just get out of your head, you know, because you wish you could have one or two plays back, you know, same as every other player on the team. But I do believe, you know, the more you play, the better I can get a better feel and chemistry for the guys around me.
Last time you guys played the Ravens, you couldn't find the end zone. Never. What are you and the offense doing differently this week to prepare for?
Well, you know, we just, you know, I think we're better than we were, you know, at that standpoint from an offensive growth standpoint. At that time, we still didn't have all the players that we have now. So, you know, but at the same time, I think guys have a better understanding of what we're doing offensively.